man, not being afraid, and that he's going to ultimately get his life back. So despite the fact that Sean Combs is not walking free tonight, he still says this is absolutely a victory for him and for his family.
All right, Katrina Kaufman, thank you so much for all your thorough reporting and for all those interesting details inside the courtroom.
Racing to you, racing to you, can't see through you, like I usually can, but it's just something about the things you do to me, you keep me places I know ain't supposed to be, yes I'm chasing, slick complacent, maybe don't be so basic, but I still taste it, I need a break, to get over you, I need a smile.
Just a folkie, and my song is seldom heard, for I cannot sing the tune and keep forgetting all the words. That's not unusual, but I try my best and I play the three chords that I know and disregard the rest. Can only gas and free beer. I come looking for a gig, but I get no offers. Just a ripoff from this bar on 7th Avenue. He told the tale after six nights, three sets a night, he'd pay me without fail. And the check was in the mail. Lila lies, Lila lies, Lila lies, Lila lies. So I left the bars and the coffee house feeling no more than annoyed, and to come to play for strangers on the corner streets or subway stations anywhere. They might go for the nickels, dimes, and quarters that the harried people throw, playing Dylan songs or something they might know. In the kitchen sits a folky, a songwriter by his trade, and he tries to do his taxes on the money he ain't made on singing protest songs. Against the war or that Simon and Garfunkel stuff that folks don't sing no more. And he asks himself, what do I do it for? Why? Why? Thank you.
our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and a way to listen by phone at 631-359-8728. Today we are going to welcome Ed McDonald from WKYW. He's going to talk about the Mineral County Heritage Weekend, taking place next weekend, September 20th and 21st, featuring several historic locations in Kaiser, West Virginia. At 10 o'clock, we have a group of scouts joining us, ranging in age from second grade up to eighth grade. At 10:35, a visit with one of the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Eco Leaders, putting together their Eco Leader Academy. And at 11 o'clock, live music with a folk duo called Jupiter Vinyl. All that, plus puzzles, games, and good cheer right here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Our trains are running towards each other. Shotguns are pointed at my head. Tornado clouds are forming o'er the crossroads. H-bombs are falling towards my bed. But I'm still here. I'm still here, and how about that? My city may be falling, but I'm still here. The assassination squad has got their orders. Repossession man is on his way. Landlady's given me her notice. I'll get pitched out with the trash just any day. But I'm still here. I'm still here, and how about that? I may have lost my lunchbox, but I'm still here. Fire went out, and all you do is stand around and stare, but I'm still here.
Saturday Light Brigade with John Hartford getting us started on today's program. And that was inspired by Tommy in Virginia, who wrote, saying, I'm here, I'm still here. The Smothers Brothers did a great version of that song with their own lyrics in it. Hello to Mike and Mars. And Mark, I say hello to you as well. Mark sent an answer to our pop quiz at 4:30 in the morning. He had already sent an answer earlier. Then this happens to me a lot. He woke up with a eureka moment and tapped it out and sent it to us. So we'd have that one as well. We'll share it with you as well as the pop quiz itself momentarily.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Hello to Richard, who notes he's just finishing up the night shift. Thank you for checking in. I think I've mentioned before that we know this is the time of the morning where you might just be getting home. Or you might just be waking up to start your day or to head somewhere. Regardless, we're happy you're here with us. We now are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. You've done these kinds of puzzles before. Start with the word cake. Start with the word cake, C-A-K-E, and see if you can turn that into the word pies by changing one letter at a time. Every time you change a letter, you must still have a word along the way. You might call this a word ladder. So you start with cake, change one letter at a time until you come up with the word pies. Do you think you can do it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
We included this game in our weekly newsletter, which you can subscribe to at slbradio.org, or just send us an email asking us to subscribe you to it. And it's amazing how many different ways there are to go from cake to pies. And I'm looking forward to hearing yours at 412-200-5975. Good luck. That's our pop quiz. Susan, good morning. She just posted an answer on Facebook at SLB Radio. And I hope you'll consider doing so too. And a little inspiration now from Ben Tater.
me a cake, make me a pie. Oh, shouldn't need a reason why. I'm an average, hardworking guy. Give it up to me. Some cherry pie made out of mold. Yeah, I've been riding on a rocky road. I'm working hard and with a heavy load. Give it up for me. End of the day, get out of my way. I got the taste for a little something sweet. Get all of your ingredients in one big bowl. Stir it up, cook it up, make it complete. Bake me a cake, make me a pie. Oh, I shouldn't need a reason why. I'm an average, hardworking guy. Well, give it up for me. Get no cake in your saxophone now. Oh. At the end of the day, get out of my way. I got the taste for a little something sweet. Get all of your ingredients in one big bowl. Stir it up, cook it up, make it complete, complete. Some baklava, a baked Alaska. Oh, the excitement's starting to trigger my asthma. I deserve this sugary bonanza. Give it up for me, give it up for me. Make me a cake, make me a pie. Oh, I shouldn't need a reason why. Step on the brake, won't you bake? Make me a cake.
Say, I found that recipe for orange cocoa cake. So, Joni, get a pencil quick, because can you believe I'm by myself? Al's at work, the kids are out there playing house. All three of them, they're all out on the deck. 1/2 cup unsweetened cocoa, 1/2 cup of boiling water, 1/4 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of shortening, 2 cups sugar, 1/8 teaspoon salt, teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking soda. Excuse me just a sec. I'm right over here. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. 2 eggs, Joni, David, David, crackers, dear, not malted milk, balls in the cupboard. Joni, 1 cup buttermilk or sour milk, 1 3/4 cups unsifted, ring bologna in the fridge, unsifted, general purpose. David, did you really check? 1 3/4 cups unsifted, general purpose flour, Joni. There, I finally got it out. Okay, David, malted milk balls, only 5, though. 3/4 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/4 teaspoon orange extract. Uh-oh, excuse me just a sec. Liz, Ben, I'm here in the den. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Joni, 1 more 1/8 teaspoon of Lizzie. What's the matter, dear? Baking soda, Joni. Lizzie, don't hit Benji. That's uncalled for. That's okay, Ben. Joni, 3 more tablespoons of buttermilk or sour milk. Oh, come here, Liz. What's that on your neck? Now don't worry, Liz. It's only 1 real tiny tick. Someone, David, go and get the tweezers. Joni, maybe in the bathroom. Joni, maybe we should. Ben, don't cry. Have 1 more malted milk ball. Lizzie, Mom will be right there. But excuse me just a sec. Really gotta go, Joan. See about a tick. We're gonna have a party with the neighborhood kids. Then Lizzie has to go to an appointment at 11, and I'm taking Benji too because we have to buy a costume. He's in a play tomorrow over at the church. Isn't it tomorrow, Benji? Benji, where'd you go? Lizzie, isn't Benji gonna play a piece of pie tomorrow? I remember now, a pumpkin pie. Lizzie can't go. There's a party in the park for all the people with cats. Well, you know she gotta go to that. And Daddy gotta take her and the kitty and the Chevy. After that, we have to reconnoiter over at the big boy. Gotta go, Joan. By the way, did you ever reconsider getting married, having children of your own? Turn the television down. Your mother's on the telephone. Call you back, Joan. Toodaloo.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, who are still going strong, out performing actively. That song is called Orange Cocoa Cake. And Ben Tater did Bake Me a Cake. And we've challenged you to turn cake into pies, changing one letter at a time. There's time for you to share your answer on air if you care to. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's how Susan, or maybe the other Susan, did it. Cake, make, lake, like, pike, pine, pins, and then pies. That's close to how I chose to do it. Ralph in the South Hills did it. Cake, pake, pike, pile, pills, P-I-L-S, like pills and fabric. And then that goes to pies. Mark went from cake to bake to pike to bite to bits to pits to pies. So in South Park, lots of different ways to go. Cake to care to cars to pars to pans to pins to pies. Kathy and Ty Desta. Cake to coke to poke to pike to pine to pins to pies. I don't think we've had two ways exactly alike yet. Jim in Crafton Heights has cake, sake, or sake, and then sane, sign, is in sine wave, sins, pins, and pies. Russ in beautiful King, North Carolina, has cake, cane, pain, pine, pins, and pies. And Tommy has cake, care, pear, pars, pats, pits, and pies. Good morning to Susie in Alexandria. Mark also had cake, fake, fate, fats, fits, pits, and pies. And here is an interesting experiment. Tom and McCandless asked an AI resource to do it. And the AI resource did it in seven moves. Mark did it, or Tom did it himself, in only five moves, making him say so much for AI. AI went cake to lake to lame to lime to time. Actually, AI looks flawed, too, because then it went to Tide, T-I-D-E, the AI solution is missing a word. Interesting, because it went from T-I-M-E to T-I-E-D. So we'll go with your solution, Tom. Cake to lake to like to pike to P-I-K-S, a toy, writes Tom. To pies. Well done, a Saturday Light Brigade charge. To you, if you were able to come up with the correct answer.
Helen Johnson made a lovely piece of cheesecake, and the folks would come from miles around to sample her delight. Some swore it was the cracker crust and some the sour cream, but Helen Johnson kept her secret locked up tight. Late one night, upon returning from her shopping at the market, Helen Johnson plopped her groceries right there by the kitchen sink. Unloaded secret cheeses in a pile there by the window and proceeded to sit down to have a drink. It was just then that her next-door neighbor hit his outdoor porch light and through the kitchen window cast a beam across the cheeses. Helen Johnson dropped her lemonade, for there upon the fridge door was the spitting image silhouette of Jesus. It's a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson. I've been waiting all my life for such a vision, such a sight. And with her eyes transfixed upon that white and ghostly cooling unit, she began her lonely vigil late that night.
Late that night.
She awoke there in the kitchen sometime early the next morning, not remembering just quite what was all the bother. But there it was again, and now this time in broadest daylight, an authentic Sears and Roebuck Holy Father. Soon the party lines in Chapel Grove were buzzing with excitement, and all roads to Helen's driveway were backed up for several miles. Opinions flew like flocks of birds in every which direction. Some saw smudges, some saw smears, and some saw smiles. I'm gonna go get that. Hang on a second. Hello? Yes? No, I think you have the wrong number. Oh, man. At least it was in the right key. I didn't realize that my telephone rang in the key of G. Some smiles. Well, the governor soon arrived there with the mayor and someone else, and they began to theorize what they were thinking. The former said the silhouette looked more like Willie Nelson, but the latter two were leaning towards Abe Lincoln. It's a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson. But the minister of Chapel Grove dissented in defiance. It's nothing personal, Helen, but the coming of the Lord, he said, won't be on someone's major home appliance. Well, the brouhaha, the hubbub, the commotion, and the rumpus took an awfully, awfully long time to die down and go away. But Helen was inspired. She was cranking out her cheesecakes, 'cause she sold about 24 that first day. And then every day thereafter, the demand was growing higher, such that every home in Chapel Grove was helping with the chore. Soon the daily count was up to 789, and Helen opened up a cheesecake store. Of course, everyone in Chapel Grove was giving free advice now, telling Helen what she should or shouldn't do there on her own. And the need to advertise got Helen Johnson thinking twice now, so she called up Sam the sign man on the phone. I need a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson. Can you make me up a sign that's made to order? Sam reflected, he was clever, once he lived in New York City. Said, I think so, but the name it should be shorter. Well, to make a lengthy story brief, she did what Sam suggested, and the net result would ultimately please her. For where others saw confusion, Helen Johnson saw her savior right there on the front door of her kitchen freezer. It was a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson, who became a wealthy person with her favorite recipe. For Helen Johnson had the common sense to put her faith in cheeses, and went on to change her name to Sara Lee.
The Saturday Light Brigade with David Roth, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Those peepers, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, old giddup, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh,
eyes. They're such a pretty color, and I love to see how they sparkle when you laugh. Yeah, I just love those bright and shiny eyes of yours.
Brigade. That is Maria Muldaur, who turned 80 on September 12th, 2025, just yesterday. In the midst of having our house painted this week, and Ricky and I were going through the agonizing color choice decisions, and I was again reminded of all of these names of paints, and I'm looking at one particular brand right now. There's different shades of red: cherry cola, dark crimson, firecracker, cupcake pink, noble blush, and flirt alert. Just gonna look. This is the grays offered by this particular company. Fashion gray, elemental gray. These aren't bad. Classic silver, shark pin, platinum. These names are a little more related, but some of the other companies have names that really make me wonder what they might have been thinking about when they came up with the names.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the September issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on Northside Sandwich Week, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Here's another company. These are all shades of red. Pressed flower, lay flower, foxy, and coral reef is another shade that's available. Maybe you've got some insight into how these colors get named. I wonder if they change from year to year, too, once you establish those cutesy names. You almost would want to keep them. I think we ended up going with Armory and something Beach. Beach House. And one other one. It wasn't Sockeye. It was a shade lighter than Sockeye. Chesapeake. I'm trying to read. I'll find out the name of it. Meanwhile, how about, rather than listening to me puzzle over paint colors, that you puzzle over this morning's history riddle. He was born in Pennsylvania on September 13th, 1857, and had only a fourth grade education. After a brief stint as a printer's apprentice, he turned to another occupation, following businesses in Denver, Chicago, New York, and Louisiana. He started the Lancaster Caramel Company in the Keystone State, a location chosen on the theory that access to fresh milk would make his products great. Any idea as to who it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
New music from Steve Martin, Allison Brown, and Jackson Brown.
Time on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Hey, time working well together. I know it's not forever, we'll both be moving on. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected. Tied with twine, each a small remembrance, one inside the other. On rewind tonight, I find them dimmed by wine. Hey, time, thank you for the lovers. That went astray, thank you for the one that stayed. Hey, time, accepting of each other. Hold off on that buzzer for just a little while. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine, each a bit of color. Winter, spring, fall, and summer set to burn. They return a warm blue flame. Extra heartbeats, I'm not so sure I earned them. Dear time, I've heard you are efficient. I canceled my physician.
whatever you decide. How much have I forgotten in the little box of memories? Edges start to soften and lose their shine. Each a little wonder, a faded watercolor, all unsigned, on standby in my mind. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, time. Look at what you've made me, sentimental and slightly crazy. Dear time, on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Dear time,
it was a 30-year marriage, so poor a cup, good years still ahead, and money enough. Now the hard days of children and jealous mistrust were over. At a place by the ocean in Monterey, we smiled at young couples, they looked away. If they're lucky like us, maybe they'll pick a 30-leaf clover. Some things still sizzling, some things still hidden. I never thought it would end, and it didn't. We didn't fall out of love, we fell into rhythm. From the first night we thoughtlessly fell in bed, when was it your first thought to look ahead? Like me, did you see yourself hold on, wanted and lonesome? Did you look at my father and stop to think, like him I'd give in to disappointment and drink? Did you jump in the river, blind or with half an eye open? Some things we tried mapping, most things just happened. Down payments and upkeep, not enough sleep, and 30 years on, it's all overlapping. In a 30-year marriage, you start to find sense being inside another and sometimes against. Accepting indulgences you were never meant to be given. And the nightmares of one keep the other awake, and the failures of either are unauthored mistakes. And now a stray thought tumbles out too late, you find it's forbidden. Glass. Now a change in the other is too much to ask. The time to slip off the chains of the past is over. And we look at these couples and inwardly laugh. No path stands before you. No path, no path. Look at us, we're what you hope for.
The Saturday Light Brigade, brand new from Robbie Faulks. What a song. That was The 30-Year Marriage, its name. His latest album is called Now Then. And as if that weren't enough of a reflection, Alison Brown and Steve Martin, along with Jackson Brown and Jeff Hanna, or Jeff Hanna, in a tune written by Steve Martin called Dear Time. Steve says he wrote that in consideration of his approaching his 80th birthday. Here is our history riddle again. He was born in Pennsylvania on September 13th, 1857, and had only a fourth grade education after a brief stint as a printer's apprentice. He turned to another occupation following jobs in Denver, Chicago, New York, and Louisiana. He started the Lancaster Carmel Company in the Keystone Estate, a location chosen on the theory that access to fresh milk would make his products great. 412-200-5975. We would love to hear from you if you would like to take a guess this morning. Oh, before I forget, Coral Island was the color Ricky reminded me. It wasn't sockeye. It was Coral Island was our missing paint color. Beach House, Coral Island, and Armory. Or as our painter likes to call them, light, or let's see, pink, brown, and red, or something like that. Mr. Blandings, where are you when we need you? Holly got the correct answer. She is in Oakland, and happy to hear from you. And a correct answer also from Tom in McCandless, John in Carrick, Stu in McCandless, Larry in Elwood City, good morning, and Tommy in Virginia, who points out that his next-door neighbor has the same surname as our answer, which means that she has probably asked a lot of questions, but she is not a relation to this person. Rich in Freeport has the correct answer. So does Barbara in Highland Park. Barbara, good to hear from you as always. John in Economy Borough has it. Bruce in Ingram. And Rich in Freeport, I'm glad you're a fan of Robbie Faulks. Bob in Washington has the correct answer as well. And here comes Susie. Good morning.
Mm.
Susie, are you there?
Sorry, you caught me.
Oh,
you caught me taking my pills.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to catch you in the middle. I should have given
okay.
You more warning. More warning.
No, that's fine.
Got to take vitamins and all those things. Oh, here we go. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, just got the correct answer, too. Who did you come up with?
Milton Hershey.
Milton Hershey, indeed, is who we were looking for. And the bugler steps forward with a charge. Well done. Rich in Edinburgh just came up with the correct answer as well. He really had an amazing, or the idea, I'm going to go where the milk is. And that's what led to his milk chocolate company being very successful. Do you, are you a fan?
Well,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I grew up on those Kisses.
Yeah.
I think probably his fourth grade education probably led him to some degree, you know, because he had that school that's in Pennsylvania where it's like the Hershey. Do you know what school I'm talking about?
I don't, but I know. I'm pretty sure
it's the Hershey Milton School, but it's and someone will correct us, I'm sure. But there's a school that's connected with the company somehow, and like you don't pay for anything.
Here it is, the Hershey Trust. It's here. The Hershey Industrial School, and now called the Milton Hershey School, and it was started with his wife Catherine in 1909. They had no children of their own, but they wanted to leave a mark. There's been a lot of philanthropy from the Hersheys. They wanted this school to be available to children who had family lives that were disrupted for one reason or another. It's very interesting that they did that. It says in this bio I'm looking at that Milton Hershey believed that a person is morally obligated to share the fruits of its success with others in order to contribute to society. And that was the reason he founded the Hershey Industrial School. And I can't say that was at the front of my mind. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, I know people I know of at least one family who sent their child there. So, and I remember always hearing the commercials when I lived in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm looking, he opened a candy shop in Philly at the age of 18. It failed after 6 years. And then he went to a caramel manufacturer, and he learned that the best results could be achieved when fresh milk is used to make caramels. That was in Denver. So he came back to Pennsylvania and decided Hershey was the place to go. And the rest is history, as they say. Hershey Kisses are great. Any Hershey bar is a good thing. I wonder, let's see, he died at the age of 88 in 1945. I wonder what he would have thought of all the different variations these days of chocolate.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
There are more kinds than you can imagine, and you just you wonder, can I just have a candy bar, please?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this morning because yesterday I bought new shampoo, and my father always says, and I don't know if it's true, but because my father has a lot of little stories, but my father says that Stalin's daughter came to the United States, and when she saw how many toothpastes there were, she went back to Russia. Because she's like, there's too much choice here.
Too many choices can absolutely paralyze us. I can't agree with you more. And I think about that a lot. Too many choices is not always a good thing. So, well done. A charge to you. And thank you for being able to join us today.
Oh, always.
Thanks also to the McDonald's of Kaiser, who have the correct answer. And good morning to Carrie in Oil City, and the charge as well to Russ, who is in North Carolina. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes.
Chocolate is great. Chocolate is grand. Melts in your mouth. Melts in your hand. Chocolate is love. Chocolate is here. Chocolate is now. Beans from Brazil. Milk from the cow. Chocolate is love. The chemical connection chocolate makes in my head. It's Christmas, I'm drinking, eating Hershey bars and thinking, if I can't be in love, I'll have a truffle instead. Cocoa is warm, fudgesicles chill. Whatever the form, it's always a thrill. Chocolate is love.
Ladies and gentlemen, chocolate is a big part of our lives, and we'd like to share with you now our testimonials in the hopes that each and every one of you will accept chocolate into your lives.
At night I dream of hot fudge on ice cream.
Snickers are fine, milk duds divine.
Haagen-Dazs chocolate, chocolate chip is a trip.
I couldn't survive without my Godiva.
Chunky when I feel funky.
A Toll House cookie is better than Nookie.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best. Chocolate is love. Mm-hmm.
Please don't mention the chemical connection chocolate makes in my head. It's Swiss Miss, I'm drinking, eating Hershey bars and truffle instead.
Cocoa is warm, fudgesicles chill. Whatever the form, it's always a thrill. Chocolate is love.
The Chenille Sisters broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at